By investing in data and making sure that it is used responsibly, some of the world's biggest challenges can be solved, said Claire Melamed, CEO of the Global Partnership for Sustainable Development Data, or GPSDD, at UN headquarters in New York on Thursday. Launched at the same time as the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, GPSDD brings together governments, the private sector, civil society, and several UN agencies to help partners build the bedrock of useful data so countries can reach the SDGs and monitor their progress along the way. Connor Lennon from UN News asked Ms. Melamed if enough people fully understand the importance of data and why they should invest in tools to use it effectively.
There has been a lot of understanding among a small group of people for a long time, and I'm happy to say that that understanding and that commitment to improving data is now spreading to more and more people. In particular, I think political leaders are really starting to wake up to the huge benefits that they can get from investing in data, and the way that, you know, combining some of the tried and tested methods, the surveys, the censuses, the sort of foundation stones for good data, with some of the really exciting opportunities that we have now with data from mobile phones, data from satellites, combining those two and giving a kind of 3D real-time picture of what's happening in the world can help governments make better decisions, be much more responsive to the needs of their populations, help companies to make the right investment decisions and change as they're confronted with new evidence, and really help all of us make sure that the resources, the precious resources that we have in the world, are being deployed in the best way to make progress on the SDGs.
Now, every day more and more data is being produced. Are the tools becoming more available and cheaper so that governments and other organisations can use that for good use?
Absolutely. I mean, technology is helping in all kinds of ways and certainly bringing the costs down enormously. And it's not, you know, investing in data in the scale of the sort of global problems that we face, investing in data isn't really that expensive. It's just a question of, first of all, giving priority to something which isn't always necessarily seen as a terribly kind of sexy, appealing problem to fix. And some of the most difficult problems that we face, which are limiting progress, are not financial, but they're actually about governments putting in place the right laws and regulations that mean that the public sector and the private sector can share data in a way that they both feel secure, that the data will be used well, that citizens can trust the data and trust that their data will be used to help them and not harm them. There's a big political agenda there, which we do need to tackle, and which is probably one of the biggest barriers that we face to using all of this technology that we know is within our grasp, using it well to solve the big challenges of the world.
Now, I know you've been involved in a project in Freetown, the capital of Sierra Leone. Tell me what you achieved there.
It's very much a work in progress, but we are working with the mayor of Freetown, with civil society groups in Freetown, to try to get the government, the city authorities, and citizens groups working together to map out the urban waste problem in Freetown, which of course is a big, growing, vibrant city, big issues around urban waste and the management of waste, which, you know, of course affects people's lives every day. It's something that really affects the quality of life. Politically, you know, the mayor really wants to tackle it, and we're helping to put in place the data systems that mean that the resources are being used effectively and that and are getting to where they need to be to solve this problem for citizens.
And solving it more cheaply, I presume. We hear about how digital technology is being seen as a leapfrogging technology in some African countries. Do you think that this could be the same for data tools?
Absolutely. You know, mobile phones have hugely reduced the cost of surveys. They've reduced the time it takes to get information from one place to another, where you used to have to carry pieces of paper, you know, on terrible battered roads down, you know, from one place to another. And now you can just transmit that same information instantly with mobile phones, get it to where it needs to go straight away. So there's all sorts of ways in which technology is bringing the cost down and increasing the scale of what's possible.